Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to God Damn We're Happy. That was submitted by Phil Payne on Patreon. Speaking of which, join the 420 Club on Patreon at patreon.com/gettingdug and help support the show. Keep it going. Keep things like this happening, a special extra super sized episode. We're going for 90 minutes today. This is still on fire, so I'm going to hit it again. That's right, 90 minutes live. And we'll see if we're alive afterwards. Doug plugs. Tonight here in Los Angeles, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at 8 o'clock at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue. And this weekend, oh boy, I'm going to be at the Santa Ana Star Casino doing stand-up at 4:20. So that's already going to be interesting, doing stand-up at a casino. And that's just outside of Albuquerque. And I haven't gone through Albuquerque in a minute. I think the last time I played there was the college. So I'm excited to be back. And then once again here in Los Angeles next Tuesday night, you can also catch a taping of Doug Loves Movies at 8 o'clock. But for all my dates and deets and links, I'm coming to San Francisco, Denver, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, and more. That's right, more Alabama. I couldn't think of a state fast enough. Go to douglovesmovies.com for all the info. And I never took my sunglasses off. Enjoy the show. Blast off, that's what's happening. We're in the spacement. Super sized episode. We're going to go for 90 minutes today.
I love it.
Of a lot of regular smoking and a lot of dabbing. And with us is a newbie and an old, old bee. Todd Glass and Matt Fernandez.
A lot of love in this room.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Some people just coming in. Matt Fernandez is a hilarious comic out of the St. Petersburg, Tampa area in Florida. I'm sure, Todd, you have some notes about the Tampa Improv, how they could improve that room.
Oh, they should burn it.
They've on two occasions, I've tried to do Doug Loves Movies there where the recording didn't come out. For different reasons, you know, and I still like the club. I still play there, you know, but I'll just do stand up. But I really am toying with the idea of like going in there and getting burned a third time by doing another one.
And you're really thinking about it?
Well, they're convinced that they'll be able to record it this time.
Do you believe them?
Yeah, right.
And well, they convinced me the second time.
Uh-huh. Out of paranoia, real quick. It's not the staff. I was there. The staff couldn't have been any sweeter.
Oh, people are super
nice.
But
that room, the way
it was
tall.
Designed. It's a giant opera house.
It's like three stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and by the way.
It's fun to be at the level where the green room is. It's fun to be that high up above the show, but audience members don't need to be that high up.
No, they disconnect.
It's like being up in the catwalk of a theater. Yeah, it's so high up. Well, you know, back in the day, I did a few shows there where they're, you know, especially on Saturday night, they would have people sitting all the way up there.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, I think now live comedy sort of, I don't know why, I mean, we should start this show. I guess we have 90 minutes, so I can derail it immediately. But it's more driven by the specific talent now, and people either being famous or being good at convincing people to come see them. Right. Like, seem to be the things that are happening, whereas, like, it used to be, like, the best comedy clubs, they'd just be packed every weekend, all weekend.
Well, like, Acme, they can still have special events, but I'll make it quick, too, because I know you feel like you're derailing. But it's not, things used to be better back then. No, some things could have been. And Acme still does that. They brand themselves. So they can bring in, and if I was a club owner, I'd want to do it. Because I would want to introduce my audience to people I knew was funny, but they don't know who they are yet. Like, yeah. Like a Rory Scovel 5 years ago. Well, Tampa couldn't bring him in because he's not going to be. But a club that goes, no, trust our judgment. Acme does that. You'll go there even if you don't know who the act is because you trust his judgment, you know?
A lot of comics won't go to Tampa just because it's Tampa.
I mean, Acme is so strict on who they hire that I will be headlining there on October 17th.
And by the way, it's never the city I learned. People go, if there's not a good club in a city, everybody tries to make up a reason why. Look, the best club on the planet, or one of them, the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, is not in it's not New York, it's not Chicago, but it's just a great club. And I worked the Mall of America before then, and I would have just said, Minneapolis are dumb crowds. But no, it's not the city, it's the club. And Florida could handle a good club, but they don't have any really cool clubs. They used to.
Nice, not derailing. So,
no, he's right. He's right.
No, I'm serious. There's no way.
There's
that
like
city.
A million clubs in Florida, and I don't really think that any of them are so great.
Right.
Well, there's a million pipes on this table that are begging for you to pay attention to them because we've gone past the 20 minutes after the hour, so it's past 4:20 somewhere.
Ding, 4:20 somewhere.
That's what happens. That's what happens with marijuana smokers. You get so high that you forget to get high.
That was a joke and a laugh. It was
it's bad timing. It's like when somebody's got a mouthful of food or drink or something. When you really make them laugh, it's going to go everywhere.
Like that's a real problem. That's the problem. Marijuana for smokers forget to get high.
Well, I mean, especially on this show, I literally just forgot to get high because we were yapping about comedy clubs. I don't know how much interest they have in that.
I think they do. You know, when I hear, I'm not a musician, but when I hear people talk about music, I'm always like, it interests me. I like to, cool, I didn't realize that. Is that true?
Especially if they're watching this.
Yeah.
All right. We were discussing before the show, Todd, I know you're not a big movie buff. Like you see some movies and parts of movies. But would you draw the line at if you knew ahead of time that a dog was going to die or be mistreated in a movie, would you rather just not see that movie?
I mean, that's a great question.
Especially when you're high.
I mean, like...
Hit him with the really sad
stuff. I'm about to start crying.
Yeah.
If out of it comes better treatment for animals, if somewhere in there, by showing it... It becomes better. Maybe I could.
No,
see
it's always exploitative.
Oh no, I don't think I could. Or
just trying to be sad. It's either trying to upset you or be sad.
What's the movie?
Well, I mean, a classic example is the movie John Wick has a puppy die very early on in the movie, and that's why he gets revenge on everybody for the rest of the movie is because he's mad about them killing his puppy.
That's the only time.
So it gives you. So you sit there and root for him because you were sad that his puppy was killed. But some people will draw the line and just be like, "Well, I would just rather not see a movie where a puppy gets killed."
But he kills everyone.
I mean, people go see movies where people get shot up and.
No, it's weird. Puppies get this weird. Puppies and dogs get this weird extra. You know, that's like why if you bring up eating dog, people lose their minds. Like it's the worst thing a person could possibly do because dogs are cute and we have them as pets. You know what I mean? But every other animal, unless you're in PETA, it's okay for people to eat a.
And of course it's not. Of course it's not okay. But yeah, it's funny that we, you know.
Well, depending on the country. I'm saying there's some country. If there's an animal you want to eat, there's some country somewhere that probably cooks it up.
Oof. Person. What if I want to eat a human? Where do I go, Doug?
Let me think about that.
You open a door.
Nice, you know, young.
I want to present it. I don't want to know it's a person.
Food that's got people
silver
in
platter,
it.
I mean, dude in white gloves.
You got to figure there's human skin in everything you eat.
Dipping sauce.
Can I see the way I
was prepared by people with hands?
The way I see human and it's all in my head. I've no facts at all. I would imagine if you're going to prepare it, for whatever the reason, you just have to. It like fish almost because it's not a dark meat, right?
I don't know.
Right. So I would picture you don't like make it like saute
it, bread it, and fry it, or you, right. you just saute it.
Saute it like okay. with butter and onions,
a little garlic. Okay.
Yeah, and garlic.
Right. See, it sounds good.
I mean, it, just if I was thinking how I would prepare it. Now I'm not killing anybody and sauteing them.
As you smoke this, do you feel like you're getting higher and higher?
Higher and higher,
baby. Do
you
feel like more and more energy coming
yes.
into you? You do. It's called crescendo.
Can I tell you something?
It is aptly named.
Yeah, it is. I like pot that gives you energy. I told you that sometimes what I like to do is smoke pot and have a half of a five-hour energy. This, I don't need the five-hour energy.
This is really doing it.
Yeah.
Crescendo. Do you know where we got this from, Marissa? MedMen has a thing called Crescendo.
I was there yesterday. So that's where I bought my weed.
Hey, so what are your plans when you travel back? Are you going to bring stuff back to Florida?
No.
Cause,
no,
you know,
I usually just put it in my check bag, and it's almost always just pens and cartridges, never flour.
Yeah, but go ahead, throw a little flour in your carry-ons and enjoy your life, because LAX, you can have up to an ounce.
Wow. What? I can fly out with it?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with
Believe
me?
Believe you me. I know.
You're going to be like, that's the best prank ever.
Everybody thinks I'm
fucking... indicted. That was a good one.
I tell everybody that'll listen because, you know, everybody immediately, their initial reaction is they think I'm fucking with them, but it's absolutely true, right, Taylor?
Yes.
Taylor flies with this fucking dab rig that you're going to see shortly and with also with concentrates and weed, and they don't hassle him about it.
It's time to end the madness, people.
Andy has that beard.
Fly with your pod. End the madness.
TSA's not bothering you at all.
You're right. It's people like him that let people like me end up doing it because you take the first step. But I still ship it.
Yeah, no. We met a dude in Las Vegas because we were smoking weed. We were smoking weed out our windows and just started talking to each other. And, you know, he was all excited because he had just come from MedMen, which is right across the street from, like, the closest hotel to the airport. And he was just, like, so nervous about, you know, I got to smoke all of this before I fly home. And I was like, dude, you can fly home with it. TSA doesn't care. And he took a lot of convincing. And I to this day, I don't know if he did fly home with any of it, but I bet you he didn't.
I guess I'm more worried about what happens when I fly into a state where it's
right.
not
well, that's right, what, you right. know, the thing is fortunately, we rarely, unless you pull some shit on the plane, you rarely get searched mm-hmm. leaving a plane. You know,
that is true.
Yeah, like leaving an airport, nobody's like stopping you. Going, hey, before you leave this airport, we need to know what stuff you're taking home.
Do you remember they used to say to?
Because also they don't know TSA never knows where you're coming or going from. Yeah. They don't know that. So like, if I ever get caught in, you know, 8 times out of 10 now when I'm traveling, I'm either going to or from a legal state. So I would just use that excuse, like, oh, I'm going to blank, or I've come.
Have you
from
ever
blank.
Been caught?
No, because they don't care.
Yeah, okay,
I just worked it all out in my head, what I'm going to say when it does happen. Right. If there's one, like, TSA agent that just decides to be that person. Mm. But they all are so casual about it. Like, I'll just have all this shit in my bags, because every once in a while my bag gets taken aside for some, like, electronic, like a phone charger thingy or something. And so they'll take aside my bag and go, we got to look through your bag. And sometimes they do it randomly. But they're like, we got to look through your bag. And they'll just be like, okay, oh. Okay, like with pipes and stuff, they'll sort of look at them, pick them up, like these things, okay? Looking for the electronic thing that set them off. And then they find that, and they go, okay, this is fine, mm-hmm. and that's it. And it's never, nothing ever happens in addition
so
to that.
So you said if you get that one guy, just, you're right, there's a 1% chance.
You
What's
never
your
know.
Story? What are you going to say? Didn't you say you had something to say when that
yeah,
happens?
Yeah, I'm in a legal weed state or going to one, or in a lot of cases, both.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm flying to Seattle, it's going to be legal.
This is risky, what I Portland. Wanted to say to do, but it has worked for
but
me.
But I still go to places where it's not legal. I'm not, you know, shunning you guys because your voting populace is stupid.
Right. I agree. Exactly. Well, I'm sure it made sense. He is clean thought, so if I got lost, why do I have to slow things down?
Yeah, I place, like, states where my least favorite politicians are, like, all the time. And you know... Also, it's a straight up racist thing in this country that marijuana is still illegal because I've hardly ever been hassled by cops over it.
I've been to jail for it. It's not cool.
Right.
And then it was decriminalized 3 years later. I was so fucking pissed. But right. I was so happy. It was so bittersweet.
Yeah. How long did you go to jail? You did that.
I was only in jail for the night. I had to do community service, and I had to go to these meetings with other people who were addicted to things that weren't even weed.
Well, it changes a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, in a movie, if you were in a movie about that, you would run that place. Like, you'd be the, you know, you'd be the big scary guy there.
Until they spoke to me and they were like, I'm not scared of you at all.
The indica, if you want to try it, is called Ebb.
How do we know which is which?
As in ebb and flow, I guess.
Ebb and flow, yeah. Of course. Good old ebb
but
and flow.
But who wants to just do the ebb and not the flow?
Yeah.
I mean, you hardly ever hear ebb on its own.
Ebb and flow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got so high the other night. I ebbed. Do you even know, understand the words that are coming out of my head?
No. I don't know what ebb and flow is.
You really like crescendo, don't you?
What's that have to do with anything? Oh, yeah, yeah. The pot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about a movie.
How many years, Todd? Let's do a pot quiz hop shot. How many years do you think... How many years... has this been a show? Because you've been on from the very beginning. You're the most frequent guest.
10 years.
How long?
No, is that longer?
No. Tomorrow, October 2nd, will be our 6th anniversary.
Wow, it seems like 10.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't remember not doing it, so I just figured
it seems like it's been, yeah, I get that. I honestly couldn't really, you know, if people weren't occasionally telling me about these anniversaries, I could totally lose track. And I certainly didn't know until right now, like if somebody said, what year did it start? I'd have to go backwards. I'd have to think of how many years it is and count it out in my head.
That's how I learn on my podcast. Like Aristotle will say something about it, and I'll go, oh, okay. I didn't even know. He'll say, it's 7 years on Thursday. I'm like, it is?
Oh, yeah.
I celebrate.
And then you
gotta
fucking make a cake.
I'll tell you why I celebrate it. Because it's a good excuse to celebrate anything. Like, you want to have fun any night, but if you go, it's the anniversary, who cares? First, I was going to go, what do we have to celebrate it for? It's so good. But then I'm like, yes, let's celebrate it. And then I celebrate, 30 days after the first anniversary. You know, you have all these anniversaries you can make up.
So what year did the show start?
Well, you just told me.
I didn't tell you the year. I told you it was 6 years.
Math.
This is the 6th anniversary.
6 times 6, 7, 8, 9, 13.
Carry the 2. What are you doing?
Going in the right direction.
What year is
it? Yeah, all you got to do is just take 19 and subtract 6 is 13.
Ooh,
2013.
Ooh. 2013. Now, when I was guessing the wrong...
Fucking scientist over here.
I promise no more math after these messages. We'll be right back.
Nothing feels worse than when you go to pay for something and have that sinking feeling that you've overdrew from your bank account and now have to deal with those terrible overdraft fees. That's why the Dave app was invented, to put an end to overdraft fees for good. Dave is the number one budgeting app in America because it saves you from overdraft fees and reminds you about upcoming bills. It can also advance you $75 from your next paycheck with no credit check and no interest. It's a great service for just $1 a month because Dave will help you budget, and if you're spending too much, the app will text you to make you stop. Mark Cuban is an investor in Dave because he got crushed by overdraft fees in his 20s, so he gets it. 3 million people already use Dave to save up to $1,000 a year in overdraft fees. Go to dave.com/Doug. It really helps the show if you let them know you heard them here, and download Dave and never pay another overdraft fee again. It's immediate savings. Go now to dave.com/Doug.
Todd visited Snackland during the break. And
I'm sorry. I'll make it quick.
If you're just joining us, this is a supersize episode. I should maybe tweet to remind people that it's in progress. We're going for 90 minutes. We got
an ASMR video with Todd Glass chewing.
Yeah,
that's your thing.
Let's just listen to Todd chew for a little bit. Matt Fernandez is here in addition to Todd Glass, and it's Alicia with Pot Topics.
Pot Topics. It's fun being in the middle.
Well, we could.
I had to do makeup on both sides of my face for once, though.
Thanks for letting me stretch my legs.
Yeah, no, this is cool. I can put my feet
up. Useless, gigantic body of mine.
I've got access to all this stuff. Hey, someone left this just at the show a while
ago.
Oh,
I did. That's mine.
I did.
It's a guy that takes anything for free. He goes, and whatever it is. Somebody, this was a thing that you put on the end of a cigar. Yeah, I left that thing. What is it, though? But is it dirty?
I don't know. Someone just, like, left it under those chairs. I think it was.
Touched it a lot.
I should have asked that before you left it.
Cute.
Wouldn't it be weird if that was a murder weapon?
It'd be impressive.
It's so tiny. Yeah.
What
could you do with it?
Poison in it? That'd be amazing.
Then the poison would be the murder weapon, right?
People don't kill people. Poison does.
Exterminators
kill people.
In the world of weed?
Well, I haven't smoked in a couple of days, and it's only because I went to Fantastic Fest, which was amazing, but then I got kicked in the face by the Fantastic Flu. So,
That's a real thing they have there.
Yeah, and the Fantastic Flu is a really bullshit name. It's a real oxymoron. Really just a moron. I hate it. I hate being sick. But I might not.
But of all the flus you've had, it's probably the best one.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Well, why do they call it the Fantastic Flu? And why did nobody ask?
Because it was at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
What?
There's a film festival called Fantastic Fest, and apparently people usually get sick after it. And last year I didn't, so I went in like confident this year, and then it got me.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is? Like, there's got to have a reason why that would happen in a condensed area, right?
It's just a lot of people partying, like drinking a lot in a short period of time. Yeah. And you know the food is delicious there, but it's not like eating salads and yogurt.
Wouldn't that be more of just that situation? But any of those situations, doesn't that happen a lot, or just in that?
Yeah, I feel like big events like usually have like a flu affiliated with them, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Don't talk at me.
I know.
I tend to cough to my left.
Awesome.
I try to sit on the end, but I thought I'd give you the leg room. So if you could just mute my mic.
I didn't have all the information.
No difficult choice.
I can't get sick. I have a fake heart.
Well,
That's how you make someone nervous.
You have something to cough into, then you don't even have to turn away.
That's how you make someone nervous. That's how you can tell someone not to cough without looking like the jerk. You make up a lie. You go, I'm sorry. I have a fake heart, so I'm very acceptable to germs. Would you mind? And I hate asking you to cover your mouth.
I just love that you're acceptable to germs.
I feel like if you had a fake heart, it would be more immune to germs.
Susceptible. Well, you know the sentiment of it.
But I just like it. Acceptable to germs.
It works.
You welcome germs.
You're inclusive. Yeah.
I'm inclusive. Very welcoming.
You're an exceptionist.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that's the first news story?
The first news story is that I got the flu. And I want everyone to know, and heads up on that. I won't share a pipe with you, Todd. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about anything.
Yeah, it seems like Matt's more worried than Todd is.
You're at the crescendo.
And I'm not that worried.
But then she's like, blah! I vomited.
They say that when you're done, you know, when you're getting over the flu, that's when you're not...
I don't think at this point
contagious.
Yeah. Contagious.
You're catching,
I feel fine, Todd.
You look fine.
Thanks.
I don't get sick easy, and I'm not afraid to look and spit it in its face. I don't get sick easy. There's no way I'm going to get sick.
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge.
Germs.
Oh, come on, sick. People act like sick's a thing, and it's going to go, really? Now you're going to get your lesson. I can say, I'll never get sick. No one's going to make me sick to teach me a lesson. What type of guy would that be? You know, when you say something like that, people go, God forbid. You're like, well, it's not going to make it happen. Who's going to implement it? You know what?
I'm just jotting down what I want to say. All right, I decide when I'm sick. As you're just coughing up blood and falling to the ground.
What are you writing down?
This is hilarious. That it's a weed show, and I can't even find a pen that works.
Like that is crazy.
We keep the pens to work.
That's the problem.
I just do think like the most messed up thing about me being sick is I use hand sanitizer that entire festival, and then I'm leaving Austin, and this guy next to me at TSA. He has, like, his bag and a tray, his, like, shoes and sweater. And then in one tray, he just throws in his toothbrush And those like toothpick picks, like no coverage, just throws them directly in the tray we go through. He just like scoops them out and shoves them in his bag. God. And like I just, how can people just like raw dog their toothbrush through life and not get sick? And then I'm being so careful, and this is how I feel. Like that's how I know God doesn't exist. Is that man looks so healthy, and I'm just I can't get that out of my head. God, I still hate it.
I would have opened with the news story, God does not exist.
God does not exist.
You buried the lead.
Okay, I'll tell you a real story.
Here we go.
Listen, this is very cool, maybe. It is. The House passed a bill, I think we've talked about this before, the Safe Banking Act. Last Wednesday, the House did pass this, which would mean that banks and credit unions would finally be able to work with cannabis companies. The only reason this isn't necessarily great news is because to be an official law, this would have to get past the Senate. And as we know, the Senate is still rather conservatively held right now. Ooh. And so it's hard to say which way that'll go. They could surprise us. You know, I think more and more Republicans are getting on board with cannabis, but...
Crazy. Did you call it cannabis? I thought it was going so quick, and then all of a sudden, it got real slow. You know, like for a while, I felt like, oh, that's legal there, it's legal there, and then I thought like, oh, it just seemed to taper down. And then I'm in a city, I won't even be able to think of them now, but where I'll just take for granted it's legal there, just because you look at it as a progressive city, they're like, oh,
some people like to push back on things that they can't stop.
What?
You know what I mean? Like it's happening. There's no stopping it. There's just this weird pushback that, like, they're just not going to be able to get enough of a foothold. There's just not going to be enough people that are suddenly like, yeah, let's let kids have seizures, and let's have old people not have their pain, veterans, for fuck's sake.
Like, how about just, want to get silly
fuck
with
the veterans.
It.
Let's not let them smoke weed if they want to smoke weed.
How can you hate a plant
weed?
More than you hate a child suffering from seizures? Like, who are you when, like, that's truly your mentality?
But
it's intense.
Even if it is for the groups of people, which I'm one of, that just want to enjoy it because it's like some people enjoy wine, some people enjoy different things, and for me, I should be able to do it for that reason. Is, you know, even if it wasn't medical. Sometimes I almost like when people go for the medical, I'm like, it makes it look like now people go, oh, yeah, I know we can't, yeah, and we have a right to do it just to get silly.
Everybody
should be able to do it. It's a shame that we have to go to that because you're pulling on heartstrings to get what everybody should legitimately have.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's crazy shit out there, people.
I want to say, though, I just took a hit, and I feel great. So maybe we're on the up and up here.
I
won't cough on you guys.
Okay.
We'll see. No promises yet.
Yeah.
It's
exciting sitting next to Todd, though, too, so that's probably you're getting some adrenaline from that.
Well, thank you.
I'm getting secondhand crescendo just off his being. Oh, you know what?
Is that the name of your next album, Todd? Secondhand Crescendo?
Yeah, that's not a bad...
I like it. It sounds
How about
classy.
Repetition? I like that.
Yeah, I thought of this scene from... You said something earlier, Matt, that I thought of, I wanted to say from... remember this in the Flintstones when Fred's getting a bowling ball?
The best start to a
And the salesman's like
heard.
That guy that's like, what killer would you like?
Exactly. They played that character. Yeah. What killer would you like? Yeah. And he had a handlebar mustache.
And he goes, black, brown. And then Fred goes, how about something catchy? And the guy goes, how about the measles?
Classic.
Wow, I want to go home and YouTube
I don't
that
know why I
it.
Thought of that, but the conversation got away from me and I couldn't
That's
figure
great.
Out a way to get back
That's
to it. So I wrote
smoke,
it down.
But Good I save. Can't laugh without coughing, so if you guys could bring it
oh
down
my
if you not.
God, that is great.
Yeah, sometimes it's worth the wait. I'm glad I didn't disregard that idea.
Bro.
I said catchy a while ago.
I hope that guy like, gets sent to one of the Patreon people now.
But
that
he does that,
specifically.
He does that weird thing where he adds an extra consonant Hello. Before the black. Black. Brown.
You kind of sound like the owl, like the Tootsie Pop owl.
Exactly. I think it might be the same dude.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
What if your waiter, as a waiter, you did that voice, and even in a nice restaurant, would it be met with warmth? Or like, so you have a table, whatever the reason you walk over, well, hello, nice to meet you. And you sold it well, not over the top, just really is. Would they?
I run in every once in a while. I run into somebody that, like, you're not sure if they're, like, you know, playing it up more, if that's just their personality. There's this one bartender at a comedy club in the Midwest. Like, he really feels like old timey. I don't know if it's insulting to say, so I don't want to say name names or anything. Right. But, you know, maybe he's sitting home right now going, oh, I believe that's me.
No, he's awesome.
Is he British?
That's the thing, is I don't know what it's supposed to be. I don't know what it is.
Just, like,
it's
committed.
Just proper. It's just very proper. Okay. I'm proper.
Proper is the exact right.
He's so polite. He's very sweet. It's very charming. Very charming.
Proper is a great explanation of it, which is then charming. So, yeah, it's...
proper is charming.
Proper. It's like proper. And you know what? Like, it, but... even those guys aren't as, like, it's not like, well, hello! That guy, blah. And that character would be anybody that was appalled that they didn't think they belonged in the store.
I would think you were vomiting. You just came up to me and made that
I'm
voice.
Thinking you had a stroke and yeah. You're doing your best. He's trying his hardest. Don't look at him.
Oh. Hello. Oh, the guy had a stroke. Woo. Oh, my God.
All right, this doesn't feel right. I'm trying to tweet about that this is happening live and get people to come check this out. And
they have so much time to join.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is 90 minutes? Really give them the warning, but... feels like this link is bad.
I have to do my podcast
Did
tonight.
Did you spell it wrong?
Doug Benson?
Yeah. YouTube.com/Doug Benson.
Did you hear what I said?
Shit, that's what it was.
Doug, did you hear what I said? Now on, if they say something, and you know, sometimes it just gets lost in the shuffle, I'm not going to just repeat it. I'm going to go, Doug, did you hear what I said?
Welcome to Doug getting high and trying to figure out his phone.
Wow. Look, this is us right now.
Who's doing it? There's a rat in here.
Don't show. You don't need to get a close-up of
it's
my
It's her.
Phone.
It's her.
Oh, this is so weird.
Because you can see us.
Yeah, I'm watching us, you know, on this.
Pull
we're
up
all
in the live chat.
Here doing it here.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
I don't want to do that. Hey, what are you guys saying about us? You're saying stuff like, get your shit together. What are you doing with your fucking phone the whole time? But... I really wish that I could get that direct link. It's not a direct link. It just goes to the page, and then you got to scroll down
just
and find
first
it.
Thing.
Yeah, you got to scroll down to this one that said, that doesn't say who's on the show yet, and click on it.
I don't know what the link for that would be.
Yeah, I don't know how to make this work.
How's my forehead? Is it shiny? We're good.
No.
But anyway, yeah, you just got to find the live.
And it's proper. And proper is charming.
Yes. I'm always hot, but this is like perfect temperature for me.
It's actually comfortable in this room today.
Super comfortable, yeah.
I'm usually either freezing or sweating, like no middle ground.
Yeah, me too.
That's just nice.
Because I go from always being hot, 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 and then one night I'm like, it's so cold. What happened? What happened? What happened?
Why?
It's kind of cold in LA today, though. Like high is 74. Yeah. That's gross.
Fuck that! I love it.
She likes the
you
heat.
Can have Florida.
I mean,
well, that's what you're getting by coming out here right now. Is you're getting a cooler version of what you already had with the sunshine.
Does it feel so dry?
It's not as wet. Yeah, it's not
as wet.
Here.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Your
I know I'm
doesn't
in
grow
a
swamp.
Yeah.
But I love to go to Florida in the wintertime.
Oh yeah. Same thing.
It's gorgeous. I'm a snowbird.
You know the word for it. In the winter, it's perfect. It's like being in an indoor pool.
Yeah. You know.
No humidity.
I still like a little bit of weather here and there. You know, I'll go to, like, I go to New York every year for 12 guests of Christmas at a time where it's certain to be cold.
Yeah, it's not a great time.
You want to, I think we just got a signal. So do you want to do one more quick one or you want to save some for a little later in this massive
episode?
I mean, episode.
I'm still saving a bunch more because we've only done one. So I'll do a quick one.
Do it!
There's a new, not a new, but there's a tech company out of Vegas, and they're called Greenery Map, and they apparently have made the first database where you can go in and say, this is how I want to feel. This is how I want to consume my weed today. These are the medical benefits that I want, and it's going to recommend a strain. But I think more notably, the same company, speaking of these banking issues that cannabis companies are happening, they teamed up with another company, and so now through them, these marijuana companies can finally use credit cards when it comes to their sales, and they can also electronically do payroll for their employees for the first time, which has got to be super exciting. So
they can't now use credit cards?
Mm-mm. Everything's all cash with cannabis companies. Even when they do taxes, IRS people have to come there, sit down, and like count out bill by bill. It's absurd. Right.
So I can put in a database exactly how I want to feel?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
See, do it the right way and smoke every kind of weed there is until you figure it out.
I want to feel groovy, baby.
Do it like everyone else has.
You think that? What would it do to you if you said that? I want to feel groovy, baby.
I think that there's
probably more specific than that. Probably prearranged options. Would.
I think going through the process makes sort of a placebo effect. Because, you know, once you've typed out all these, you know, once you've said all these things you want and then they put it together for you and give it to you, you want it to, you know, you want it to work. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get you high because it's weed. And then you go, that's my brand. You know, like it just seems like that's what they're going for. And it seems like more people are just like, I'll smoke whatever's, you know.
Well, we talked,
available.
I think, last time about that company where you send in a cheek swab, and then it tells you which weeds are best for you more based on, like, what's not going to make you paranoid. Like, it figures out genetically what's going to be best for you, supposedly. But
and then they go murder people, and then they take that cheek swab, and then they rub it on the dead body. Next thing you know, you're getting a call from the police. And I've seen it happen. My friend, who is a lawyer...
That's how the police
told me about this story.
I don't give a shit who my ancestors are. I totally believe that, yes.
I want to hear more about this after we come back.
There's
Thank
more.
You, Alicia. We won't forget. We'll remember what we were talking about. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Have you heard about our new show, Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest. Sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with high? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great. Check out patreon.com/gettingdug to join today.
We're back with Todd Glass, Matt Fernandez, and now sitting middle. Trying this out, see how people like this.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Please.
I'm being totally serious. When I chew with my mouth shut, can you hear me?
That's a great question, because I think that often when I'm chewing in a cinema or
Let
a
me
theater.
Because then it won't be annoying to everybody if I do it like this.
You can hear
you
it.
You can hear it.
Really?
Yeah. But when it's completely silent. See, the thing is, there's always kind of some sort of noise, some sort of...
Like, you're good right now.
We don't have any ambient noise in this room to speak of, so, like, yeah. So, during a movie or a concert, you could probably get away with not being heard, but, like, nachos, I think about it with every bite.
You have nachos?
Sometimes. It's not a crime yet.
I meant you have them now.
Mm-hmm.
So good, by the way.
I do like nachos.
Trader Joe's, these cookies, they just know what they're doing.
I wish you'd get an endorsement deal, because every time you come through here, you find something else in Snackland that you love, and you really give it a good pitch.
Well, it's from my heart.
What do you like best about that cookie?
Well, they've been like family to me.
What?
You know, look, every so often I don't need a doctor or a therapist, but I just need to feel loved, a little sweet, or something a little crunchy. It makes your life feel better. And that's what these cookies have done for me. In the middle of the day, it's a little treat, helps me get away, just enjoy something. You feel like a kid, just having a good cookie. These cookies. Now there's an endorsement. Chop it out, edit it up, I'll split the profit. 50, don't put 50. That to it.
It never works. He does such a good job improvising a commercial. For a thing he just started eating a few minutes ago. Had you had these ones before?
You know right away. It's like when you meet a significant other. You know, you don't go...
This is going to have to be edited.
Oh, because I'm eating?
No, because it just continued more after it was done.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, now we have to edit something out or... yes, you know what I mean.
Compared it to meeting your wife.
More editing.
I'm sorry.
I say we leave it in. I say when we cut this together. I'm terrible at winking to the camera. Are you good at it?
No. I mean, I've never tried it.
Try it. Try, like, saying something that's a lie and then winking at the camera.
Oh, no, no, no. We don't make any edits.
That was pretty good.
It is. You have to think a lot.
No, that's why when people wink at you, they're like going, it's so predetermined. Like it's, like they do it with a weird kind of pride.
Yeah, like it's power. It's power. It's like, what are you winking at me for? I'll wink at you. I'll do the winking. You're winking at me. What? Are you hitting on me? Are you telling me you're better than me? What are you winking for?
But nobody winks anymore. Who's doing the winking around here?
By the way,
but people still do. And when they do, it creeps me the fuck out.
Who winks at you?
It happens, man.
Weird people. I didn't like it. You're right. I hated it.
It's terrible. It's
always
terrible.
I don't wink because it's too hard.
No, there's people who do it. Some people pull it off. Some people are pretty charming about it. Or it feels like, European or something. But a lot of times it's just like, why are you winking at me? Because it always does kind of mean something like more sexual or deviant or...
Here's the proof that you can. Some people can get away with it. Someone told me a story when they were little. I wish I knew who it was. They saw, you're going to remember, a comedian that influenced Robin Williams, Jonathan Winters.
Uh-huh.
And Jonathan Winters, he saw, he knew who he was because something he was. And he goes, I remember being whatever age, and Jonathan Winters turned the corner. I'm like, oh, my God, that's that guy from television. And he saw my face light up, and he went, that's right, kid, the real McCoy. Or something like that, the real McCoy. I thought, like, you either do that and you sell it or you do it. And you're like, imagine if I did that to someone. Like, they come up to me, hey, I'm like, that's right, the real McCoy. Like, all right, relax. I didn't say relax. But with him, it was very exciting to
see him
you're
in person.
You're excited to see him. He can get away with it.
Right. No, I don't mean relax to him. I mean relax if I did it. He comes with a grandiose presence and somebody. Yeah, that's not an insult to Jonathan Winters. I fucking love Jonathan Winters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just put my glasses on just so I could take a little nap during that story.
Oh, you know what? You said you were going to get me. All right, I may as well tell people what happened yesterday. Doug, I had something happen. I accidentally bumped into Doug. And he said, you know what I'm going to do in that podcast? When you tell one of your dumb fucking stories, I'm going to wait till you're done, and then I'm going to say, oh, I was taking a nap during that story, and you fucking got me. We're even.
I love that's how I talk to you offset. You tell your dumb fucking story.
Because we know you're going to tell one.
You know.
When you open your dumb fucking mouth with your dumb fucking stories, I'm gonna get you so good.
If you haven't watched,
need an excuse for putting my sunglasses back on. I apologize.
I think you should leave. Have you seen it?
It's my show, Todd.
No, Doug, it's a new show. I think you should leave. You should watch it. I'm telling you. I'm almost thinking
what is
people.
It?
Oh, on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. With I can't remember.
Am I saying
name.
It right? What
about? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
But I can't remember his name.
Yeah. The dude from the Detroiters.
It's fucking.
It's like shorter episodes.
It was super funny.
It's so funny. So clean.
I've seen some of it. Yes, it's good.
I lay on the sofa, giggling, kicking my feet up and down in the air. It's like just brings me. It just when one person is the lead, I think it lets it give that same thing that stand-up has. But you give it to a sketch show because one person gets to create these things that if three people had to be on board, he'd never get to do it because it was too hard to explain. So you get shit like that because that show fucking does it for me. I almost have a hard time when people don't like it. Other stuff I get. I'm like, oh, I get. With that, I know it's wrong, but I think, oh, what the fuck? No.
Tim Robinson.
Hell yeah.
You can't not like it. If you don't like that show, I really worry about you. Well, there's no reason not to like it.
Okay,
I get almost
check
angry.
Check it out, and then let Todd know if he hated
if he needs to worry about it.
And he will sick some form of government agency on you.
Would you like to do it, Dad?
No, I'm
sure.
Right,
person needs to be on a watch
list. I'm right.
All right.
The baby beauty pageant.
I have seen parts of it, and it made me laugh so much that I don't want to watch it on a plane.
Hit this button. It'll go red.
Oh, right. Oh,
and
yeah.
Heating up when it goes
like,
red.
I haven't seen Between
hit,
Two Ferns yet because I've been on planes purple, or on, doing stuff like this since
don't
it came
too
out.
Hard, but yeah. Just a regular
you know I'm close personal friends with Zach Galifianakis, right?
I do.
No, we hung out. We go to the pool. I know. It's his birthday. I didn't want to say anything.
It's Zach's birthday. Why wasn't that in the news today?
I didn't want
to. Or spoiler for the next segment, we're going to do a whole tribute.
Ooh, I'm going to do it.
Do a whole thing for Zach.
A little bit.
Thanks for finishing that for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, so anyway, this is Taylor Rizzo, the Dab King.
Hello, I'm here. I was going to be at the end of that story. I was going to come in at the end.
It took a while to get to the intro. We had some
lots
of stuff to talk about. But he's got the dabs.
Here they are.
I have to do a little
dab
bit.
Dab rig, as they say. One of the safest, smoothest dab rigs in the biz.
Yeah, it's
hey,
great.
Do you want to do an ad for this, Todd?
Sure, this?
Because, yeah, they gave us a free one, so...
No, not an ad. I'll just say
But, yeah, talk from your heart about... you know, really sell it, because tell them about how it feels and looks and the whole deal. Like,
well, first of all, let's not be silly. This is an amazing... If this didn't be able to have a situation where you could do dabs out of it, it's a piece of art. Let's just go ahead and say that. And this is how they would do it on the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that's
this is a beautiful, beautiful, smooth. This is not just sprayed on black paint in a row. This sat on somebody's lap, and this was painted, and this was lacquered. This was love would put into this. You are holding a piece of art, and that's why I'm holding it so delicately. These are beautiful glass. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's a ting there that you only get when you have just a well-tempered glass, very safe, very durable, very easy to clean, and the light just takes it over the top. The light just takes it over the top. Sometimes I leave mine out, just out in the kitchen as an art piece, and to just give a nice blue little glow over in the corner. So this is just a great thing. You're going to smoke it. You're going to feel great. But you know what? I don't need to tell you that. I just need to tell you why it's so nice, because there's others out there. And to be honest, I'm not going to lie. They're horrible. And they don't want me to say that. They go, no, we'll be the bigger person. This is what you want to get, and we'll be back.
How much those go for?
These go for... Now, you know more the technical stuff. How much are these going for right now? I act like I didn't fuck up, but you just go. Now, you know more of the money here. So what are these going
Let's
for?
Let's bring Taylor into this. He's got a perspective that's pretty interesting.
Now I
He's been working with these a lot. How many years have you been working with this?
But hold on.
More than 1 year.
But then what I would say is also, you go high, that's what you would do. You go, now, I don't really know. I imagine something like this is probably around $15,000, $20,000. What is something like this cost?
Well, something like this should be about $15,000, but actually it's going to start at $3.99.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
That's crazy. That's
when you like smash
no.
it. Cut his
I don't like to be lied to. I don't like to be lied to. Don't tell people they can go get it for that price, and then I know what Doug does. He comes back and he punks me. I'm going to fucking walk out of here, and you've seen it at other shows, and this isn't acting.
Todd, come back. We don't have enough cameramen to have multiple shots.
Well, it's funny if they don't get the camera on me and people just hear my voice. That's what I've learned.
That's why you do a podcast.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, I love it. And I love it at Levitt's also. Because there is
Oh, furniture.
What do I do?
Hey, I wonder if there's a furniture company out there to give us a less wobbly table.
A higher table would be the best.
Just shouting out.
No, it's high enough for me. I love it. But,
I wanted to get someone.
It's already on a block. Can you imagine this table?
On an Apple box.
Could someone give me a sandwich?
When it goes green, it's good to go.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to take a look.
Yeah, take whatever you want. I'll finish it.
Do you have to lift anything up?
Nope, just do your thing.
You don't have to lift anything up.
Go for it.
I'm not going to do too much.
Okay.
That was very little. I
wouldn't pressure you in any of it.
Because it's going to do more than you think it'll do. Knowing your boundaries. Very important.
Yeah, it's good to know your boundaries. Of course, there's got to be, at least in the beginning and from time to time, where your boundaries get stretched. That's sort of where dabs came in for me, as I did them pretty infrequently to begin with. And now I'm up to about once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, whenever. Yeah.
But a lot of it when we do it.
I've only done it once, but this whole thing is very imposing.
Yes. More so than a torch.
Genie lamp the prince is going to come out of. It's beautiful.
Hey.
It's very futuristic.
Are you trying to get in on Todd's whole pitch thing?
No, I'm just...
I appreciate it. Well, they have like three...
They need like shots to people who have actually, used it.
Right.
I would totally recommend this, and I just look high as shit.
I'm not a paid sponsor. This is great. You.
I had so many things. I had so many things. I wanted.
Oh God.
I know there's so many things that I wanted to accomplish in this show today, and it's so funny how even with the extra time, it just seems to fly by.
How long are we going?
What's that?
No, how long are we going?
We're almost halfway done.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I thought you said we were done.
A regular show is about 45 minutes, 15-minute segments, give or take, because of commercials and whatnot.
I know the business.
Waiting for people to get back from the table. Lunch table.
Yeah,
not lunch. That is not lunch.
That's a craft.
That's
service.
Not a healthy lunch, Todd.
No, I know, but you do. But
don't use it as a meal substitute.
I can't wait to try those cookies. You really worked it. I'm excited to try them.
Could you in the next break, and then we'll talk about it.
Oh yeah, not right now.
Yeah, we also have to talk to you about some other stuff, but I just want to throw it to Taylor for a second. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, plugs.
You can do those at the very end, but you can do a plug now if you want.
About the piece?
If you got a really important plug, you could say it a couple times. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just did two dabs in a row really quick, so I got a little bit lost in that.
Share everything in your mind.
This is my first one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
Can I start a cooking segment right now? Because I have an idea.
Start it right now?
Yeah, I have an idea for cooking. It's an easy way if you're high. Well, if you're not high. Well, when you're high, it's easy, and it's better than you think. So just Thai food, you know how that can have peanut butter in it? Some peanut sauces and stuff like that. So go get any Thai dish, like drunken pasta or something, and then add like a big handful of peanut butter pretzels. It's so fucking good. You think, really? It's good. And I put it back in the pan.
Can we bring out the tote board of the number of times Todd has told us about this?
No, I have not. No, I have not. I know that's a lie, because no,
you
because I'm not sick
told
in my head.
Me about
I know
this.
No.
I have been told this by you.
I think it's
before.
Just new renditions
or
of
do you
the peanut
always
butter pretzels.
Have things you want to put in things.
but they're different things. Of course, I have things I want to put in things.
Well,
but
you always make it sound like you've got the one that's the
There's more than one. Don't you have more than one joke?
Unbeatable.
Jokes?
That's. Yeah, I can't remember things that I like to eat. So, yeah, I got two jokes.
I hope people do it, and then they send you in heavy, heavy amount of emails. People picketing up and down. Todd was right.
Emails? Don't send me emails.
No, pick it out front. If there was one picketer that said...
Poor DougBenson@gmail.com. Because isn't it alarming how many celebrities are just at gmail.com with their actual names?
Yeah, you could just probably go down the line and guess.
Hey, don't give people ideas.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that, but they don't seem to mind.
Hey, at Lee Majors.
Yeah.
What if that's who?
Yeah.
That's who you're driving.
It'd be Lee Majors
at Gmail. just gave his Twitter account.
Yeah, you're like that. Why? Okay, even if you do get through, what do you have questions for Lee Majors about?
His Twitter name is definitely 6 Mil Man. Or wait, what was Stuntman? Could just be Stuntman. All right. Well, thank you, Taylor, for this first round of dabs in our super high zzzed episode of Getting Dug with High. We'll see you in a little bit, and we'll see how all of us are holding up after after going back to the mellower marijuana for a little bit. How's that order we put in coming?
I think it'll be here in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. We're going to get it by the end of the show.
What is it?
No, just more weed.
Oh.
But just, I'm sorry, cannabis. I hope people aren't upset about me using all the words for it. That's just, the comedian and writer in me just would tire of having to say cannabis every time.
It's a lot of syllables.
It's a fun word, though. It is fun. What?
He said, "What's your name, kid?" I got my pen out. But
the real McCoy.
What's your?
Are you so high now that's you can't wink at all?
Me, it's hard to wink.
No, I'm just thinking.
It's annoying
much.
To me. It's like I want. You have to do it. I have to go like this.
My head keeps moving. The
wing well, some people, cool. Well, that's what you some people do is they'll be like,
you have to throw like the wink at
them. Shake my head down. Wink, like a stage wink.
Did anybody ever?
But then a lot of people, like a Chevy Chase, I think was always, didn't he wink at people in Caddyshack?
He just like twitches his eye almost.
Yeah, it's that kind of personality that's always hard to understand what they're, like Robert California on The Office, yeah. As played by Dave, as James Spader. He would wink at you. He's a winker.
Yeah, but he was a creep.
That'd be a great episode of Seinfeld, the winker. Somebody like in the just office that just winks at everybody.
Like, what does it mean?
It's just it's unnerving.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're at the halfway point. We will continue this episode after these messages. Ooh. All right, like I said earlier, I've got a lot, you know, I wanted to accomplish today on this super sized episode of Getting Dug with High with Matt Fernandez and Todd Glass. Yes, to now that you're into the second one, I'd say this is you, now you're a repeat guest, so you're both old bees. Do we get a number of how many times Todd's been on the show?
22nd
appearance right now, yeah. And just in time for tomorrow is the 6th anniversary of the beginning of this show, October 2nd, 2013, with Jenny Slate.
It was actually 10 years ago.
No, Todd, you. No, every time
told me it was 10
every
years.
Every time this comes up. I want to call.
It was 10 years. Do the math.
I like how you're waving a Sharpie around.
I want to call people.
More of an authority.
I got Brian Posey dialed up.
Very presidential.
unwarned.
How do I make everybody hear this?
Waving your pen.
Okay.
Hey, oh, wow. I have an iPhone. I'm rich.
I think you do that every time I take out an iPhone. I hate the new, here it is, okay.
Don't say hate.
I do hate it. I hate when I update my phone and it just makes things more confusing.
Hey, it's Brian, I'm not here. I'm currently setting up my voicemail on my new cell phone.
At the tone, please record your message.
Was it funny?
Yeah, I think.
What did he say?
I'm currently setting up the voicemail on my cell phone.
Hey, Brian. I saw your Randy Quaid video. That's very funny. You know, one of you is going to have to make a choice, I think. But unless you like it, I don't know. I'm on the show. We were wondering if you would, should I tell, there's a movie that I think you might like other than the fact that something bad happens to a dog. Do you want me to tell you what movie it is? That's what I was calling you about. So,
I'm going to change my outgoing message.
Todd Glass is here.
I'm going to change my outgoing message to what yours is. And then I'm going to tell people that you took it from me. And you're going to see it. I'm going to win this feud. Even with this, me saying this.
I didn't mean, sorry, Brian. I didn't mean to, I mean, I know my question was a bummer also, but talk to you later. All right, so
wow.
He gets a voicemail. Don't you hate getting voicemails these days? It's rarely good.
Not always. I don't mind sometimes. Depends on who it is.
Well, you keep your messages really short. Like, you get right to the point when you leave a message on the voicemail.
Oh, well, that's if I'm sending something that I should probably be texting, but it's just easier, so at least I try to be precise when I call, so it's not a long message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, no, if it's someone I'm trying to be funny, then I would leave a long message. But no, I get messages that make like Rory Scovel leaves me messages that are, like they're fucking great. You know?
I'm glad I know the difference now, though. The short ones aren't funny. The long ones are funny.
Yeah, but I don't leave long ones.
The short ones make me laugh sometimes, dude.
They do? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be positive with all that's going on.
All right, I'm pulling it up. Because you know I don't erase conversations.
Really?
I mean, you gotta erase some, right? It would say, "Sorry, I'll fold" or something at some point, wouldn't it? I can't find you in here.
Sure.
We must not have messaged recently.
Fishy, if you ask me.
I thought I asked you about this, maybe.
That sounds like bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be.
But you're ever scrolling through it and having a conversation at the same time and remembering, oh, I got to write back to that guy.
Doing both poorly.
And then you miss it. You know, like Todd Glass just goes right by and you're just like, ah, no Todd Glass.
I got lost.
I'm going to use a search engine, Todd. Wow. In the meantime, oh, this is a good time to do this. Tell us your plugs. I think I've got some stuff written down. But what do you know? You've got something written down, too?
I do. I always bring a visual because people might forget. But Santa Cruz Comedy Festival, October 5th. Okay. The Bloomington Comedy Attic, October 10th to the 12th. Raleigh, Good Nights, November 1, 2, and 3. Indianapolis Helium, November 15th through 17th. And then check out my Netflix special, Act Happy. And there we go. Get a nice, tight shot. That's all I ask. And I don't ask a lot. And then I throw this thing out, I go back to having fun. And I'm sorry that I had to ask you to get a close-up of it. And I'm better than that. Woo!
It's even on colored paper. That was nice.
Why did Todd, why did you send me this guy?
Oh, because we're in that video.
We're in it?
Well, you should put that on YouTube. Me and Doug had this one-man show. It was a one-man show starring Todd Glass and Doug Benson.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, Mike Carano went around and had all these different people from like, it's a array of comedians that some of you will know, some you won't, doing an opening for us, and we edited it together, and we were going to play it like before we came out on stage. Every night at the Improv in San Diego, the lights would go down and this video would play, and then after the video, I would come out or he would come out, and this is the video. So
I don't know if I
can
stand to watch it. Because
everybody,
either one of us knew, but they're all just, it's, you know, they really threw themselves into the premise of our show is so amazing.
Right, right.
So it's all these people just talking about how great it is, and then we come out and just, you know, do our acts for a little while and fuck around.
But here's the other thing that I
sing a song at the end.
You sort of learn, you know, shorter is better in a lot of situations. You know, like what an audit, they're watching a video at a club. How long do they want to watch a video? Because when I saw how long it was, I was like, did we really play that? It was like 5 minutes. I'm like, that's too long. That's too long. People probably sat there like this. Okay. And then we come out. Hey, what's up?
Well, that guy, Mike Carano, he was cutting edge with the stuff. And so he and I did a lot with the video. Like we did where like we would, one night after, you know, at the show, I'd wear the same clothes two nights in a row, but one night we'd film me running outside and just make it look like, you know, it's live when the screen comes down, and I just run around Pacific Beach just doing silly shit and saying stupid shit to people, and the audience inside thinks it's happening right then. I'm just standing in the back of the room listening to everybody laugh at the stuff we got, because we usually, you know, just do one or two takes, usually something pretty funny happens.
How long ago was this?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Long.
Longer than 6 years, longer than 2013. And
by the way, when they started it in the showroom, when he would go outside, they did the camera perfect, and it looked like it found him out there. So it really looked live. He'd be like, hey, and he would appear.
Yeah, I'd run out, have the same clothes on. The timing would be really good. And and I'd come back in quietly because I really enjoyed watching the audience watch something they thought was live, and I'm, you know, just standing there watching it with them. And that was Mike Carano. That was he made that happen. I don't know whose idea it was between the two of us.
Me.
That was your idea.
No.
Okay. Did I tell you about that scene? The flute says, "No black, no brown." Does anybody want to smoke anything? Are you guys smoking?
Hello.
Should we hit something so we don't seem like the dabs just, you know, finished us?
I'll be in Winter Haven next weekend doing stand-up, and you can watch my 1 hour special on Amazon Prime.
Yes. Get that in there. Todd already held up his sheet.
That was nice. That was a good idea.
I think it helps.
Visual aid, for sure.
I think I got stuff written down, too. I'll say at the very end after we dab again. But for right now, marijuana knows something? All right, Matt, this is going to be a tough question. I don't know the answer. I don't even know the question. I'm just going to read it. We're all going to try to figure out the answer. You ever been on a show, Todd, where we've gotten the answer right to one of these?
I'm sure, probably right.
I don't know.
Oh, I must.
Well, I've been on 22 times.
Have I gotten it right
There's
ever?
There's been 1,700 shows, so that means you've been on it 0.0000. according to the Guinness Book of World Records... What is the most amount of balls juggled?
Real mature, Doug.
Is this really the question?
I was really like...
yeah, so it means how many balls...
And we don't include that the joke that those comedians made in the 80s of going, how many? Watch, 7 balls. But
right,
there was only,
right. You can't include testicles, Todd.
Okay, so it's how many balls...
How many legit... juggling balls.
I'm going to say 20.
Are in the air.
20.
At maximum.
20. I just know people are crazy.
I know. That's why this question scares me because I worry it's going to be like even higher than
it's
that.
It's going to be, yeah.
Not crazy, particular about what their goals are.
Or maybe legitimately juggling them all at the same time, maybe it's just 7. You know, maybe it's not that many.
And you know what? I'm sorry for making fun of it because if I went to see some like, what's that live circus with all people?
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Instead of no animals, and then they had that somebody juggling. I'd be impressed. I'd take back everything I said. I don't know why I had to...
You really saved yourself with the juggler community there.
Well, you know what? I don't want to be judgmental on a cool art.
I think those precision shows, which there are quite a few of, that are very spectacular.
Really?
No.
And dangerous.
God damn it.
They're dangerous, so I bet you that's one area where people don't really want their coworkers to be high.
Juggling?
Yeah, sorry to bring down. Sorry to bring down.
A lot of pressure on those jugglers.
No, Cirque du Soleil with all the, trapezes and diving and catching.
Gotcha.
Throwing. It's not a throwing.
58.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot of balls.
What if you were one of those people that you go across a trampoline, you know, you're like holding your hand, woo, and then you have somebody else grabs you, you know, that type of acrobat. And then the other person you saw smoking weed, like, right before, they're like, oh, I love getting fucked up. And they're the one going to grab you. You're like, yeah, I don't know if that's cool with me. You have to, I don't really want you here.
It's weird to judge because I feel like I'm pretty focused and can get things done and hopefully in an emergency would do the right thing. Like, you know, like in the case of the movie Knocked Up, he grabbed his bong. That was the right thing to do. His right. girlfriend's got legs.
Exactly.
And, That's another thing. We'll just edit right out.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm going to say 24 balls.
Mm. Oh, you don't know?
We don't know, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I said 20.
You said 20. You I can't said 24. Change, right? He says 58. Do you want to change it?
No.
I asked Todd.
Oh, okay. I can't see fucking eyes.
I'm good. I think 20 is a good guess.
That made it even worse.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine?
Glasses up,
wink the glasses up, and then wink. Damn that person. Pick a lifestyle.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I'm going to stay with 20.
Okay.
It's just, my legs hurt.
What's the matter? Is crescendo wearing off?
No. I feel just great.
Do we have the new stuff? All right, we'll smoke that in the next
Is the fuzz segment. Here? I heard the fuzz is here. Be careful, everybody. The fuzz is here.
Oh, damn it. I went to take a drink because I thought there might be more, and I'd be able to take a drink. Hang on a second.
You wanted more of that?
Yeah, right.
No, I just really needed a drink. The number is... 11.
Really?
Yeah, 11. See, that's what I thought. It'd be like real official, like.
I think you could throw them high and like get really? More than 11.
Yeah, 11. I'm like, so. You know what? Call me when you can do 20. I mean, if you want me to go out of my way to come see you, you know, mm-hmm. I'm at the mall. I'm doing this thing, part of a thing. I do 20 things in this show. Okay, cool.
Some juggler's watching this just weeping right now. You don't know how fucking hard it is. I do my best. I just got to 4.
You know what? You're right. All nothing but love. And you know what? I can't juggle seriously, too. So maybe I should just shh.
Wait, you can juggle too?
I said I can't even juggle two. I can juggle one. I can barely, and I'm being honest, juggle one. I'm not good at catching things.
I think oddly juggling two is harder than three.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. They say that?
No, I winked.
all right. So since this is your first time, Matt, I forgot to ask you earlier about
fucking 11. Sorry.
your high history.
I'm going to have my whole own high history.
Who the fuck? I thought there was a guy standing outside that door just screaming.
It's so funny to me how this show is just getting people really high and then having all these dumb sound effects. And every commercial break, the guests are told to move somewhere else, and they're told to move this way, move that way. And everybody's saying the wrong, not, you know, doing the right direction.
Yep.
Or the left one. It's pretty fun.
Wow. Oh, look.
What happened?
Oh, they put up those black barricades.
Oh, those like curtains over there? Yeah, there's a whole other show going on over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go over and look at it on camera. For the first time ever, an exclusive look behind the scenes at another show on the same lot.
There's only one reason I don't want to go over there.
Because there's coke everywhere. And I said it. I'm not afraid. There's obviously, they all do coke because it's dripping all over the place.
Well, you're just joking around. I'm serious. There's only one reason I'm not going to go over there.
Why?
It's because there's no show over there.
Oh.
I just made that up.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to do a show over there. Same time as your show, buddy.
It costs the cameraman costs more if we start shooting all around the room. We got to just leave it on the tripod.
Leave it on the tripod.
Yeah,
that's
the
name of my show.
We have to pay extra worksman's comp because carrying the camera is way more dangerous than letting it sit on a tripod.
I'm not sure if the science backs that up.
I just theorize how things work. I get really high and then just think, this is how it probably works, right?
That's great.
We're on the fence at this point about whether or not we're going to do the Dab show today, but I vote maybe.
I can't.
Yeah, you guys don't have to worry yourselves about that. We'll discuss it.
I lose my mind.
We'll discuss it with Alicia and with Taylor after the break. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back here in the basement having a lovely long sesh with Matt Fernandez and Todd.
He had to go.
Bathroom door. Glass.
What did you just call it? A bathroom blast?
Bathroom break. I don't know the volume or the density.
Hey, look at that. Buddy.
That was quick.
So, grab some more snacks. Hey, can you bring me the box of cookies?
Really?
Yeah.
What are they called?
We've been raving about them. I might as well try one on camera.
Oh, are those JoJo ones? Is that the packaging sitting behind it?
There you go, sir. Fresh out of the oven.
Oh, my God. You've just been talking about them so much.
It's legit vanilla. You can see the vanilla bean.
That I got to have one.
Wow.
Look at the vanilla bean. Give it Give it the hairy eyeball.
White Oreos.
And
a vinyl Oreo.
That's Alicia, who is back with Hot Topics.
Yeah.
Hot Topic.
Does that mean you want me to start on those?
Oh, I guess so.
Get into it.
I guess so.
Hey, Colorado. I mean,
a loose one.
Colorado went back through and they wanted to revise some of their medical marijuana laws. And so those changes include now allowing doctors, dentists, and some nurses to prescribe medical marijuana. Medical marijuana can now also be given to anyone on the autism spectrum. And I feel like there's... Oh, yeah. So if somebody has something that typically opioids would be prescribed for, they can now get a medical marijuana card instead. And that'll only last 6 months as opposed to your standard one-year medical marijuana card. But, you know, they're trying. A lot of people wanted that to be 3 months.
I never got a card, ever. And I still don't have. I've never been to a pot store. And I get pot. I smoke every night, pretty much.
I had one in Michigan. it never mattered in California.
So doctors couldn't do this already. They couldn't recommend.
What am I doing?
Doctors could.
That's weird.
Just,
okay.
Well, now it's just doctors, dentists, and some nurses.
Gotcha.
That was the difference. Cool. Good job, Colorado.
Yeah, that's, you know. It's still moving forward, Todd.
What?
You know, progress with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis. Sorry.
So
Indiana really has been terrible about doing any marijuana laws. But now Marion County, which is their largest county, has decided that they are not going to prosecute anyone with possession of under an ounce.
Nice.
Pretty big
step
for that state.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
In Devon, Pennsylvania, you could blow smoke in a cop's face and he won't do anything. And that's the truth.
I feel like...
I'm kidding. Why would you blow smoke even if it was a cigarette? Hey, officer, what are you going to do?
In Mobile,
it's the new law?
Legal to grab a cop's gun right out of his belt.
Yep. You can grab a gun, twirl it around. He has to sit down and wait till you're done. And that's the truth. And my friend is his friend's a lawyer. Excuse me so much. Pardon me.
These cookies are really good, Todd.
I gotta stop eating.
We got the mango, too.
You really sold me on the cookies.
Dried mango is a great
These
snack.
Are so good, too.
I really like, I don't think they have them today, but we usually have those plantain chips. Mm-hmm. They're like potato chips, but better.
Those
it's
are
incredible.
The best.
I love them.
Quality snacks.
What does that say? Just mango. What's that third word? Oh, slices. Okay. Anyway. Hey, Uruguay, they legalized in 2013. They were actually the first place to do that. And now they are going to send out their first export of marijuana to Australia, which now allows medical marijuana. And, yeah, I think it's cool. Up that economy. That's all I got for that.
Matt,
so it's legal in Australia?
Medical is legal in Australia now.
Okay.
So...
It's so hard to
keep
up with
just the intention
I gotcha.
Of
Medical's legal here too, right? You know?
Not everywhere.
Not everywhere in mm-hmm. California?
No.
In California. All of California. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what you meant by here.
Yeah.
In the broader scheme of here.
In the bigger scheme, it wouldn't just be us.
Yeah, not, Earth.
But,
planet Earth.
What's going on with that thing?
I'm trying not to touch it. Oh, jeez.
That's the food. That's it?
That's
what you eat?
It looks like beef jerky.
They're so good. And look at that. You see little hamsters. If you get a close-up.
Okay.
They power the mango.
See that? Three little hamsters? They're on top of each other. No, you can't see them. All right, that's okay. I'm going to eat it.
Who's into that Netflix show, Mindhunters? Is that you, Taylor?
Three
no?
Like, that's the audience.
Anyone?
And then two on the screen. And then down here, you just take for granted there's another one. There's not a lot of markings.
It's really laying it out. It's like blueprints.
I think you saw it a little bit, didn't you? I mean,
like
okay.
Explaining art to me.
Yeah.
I watched the first season of Mindhunter. I haven't watched the second one yet. That's good. Mm.
Second season's already available?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm in no rush to watch it, so if that tells you anything about the show.
Okay. I gotta get rid of these.
Throw them.
Thanks. Hurl them across the studio.
Save me from myself.
I said, bring me some cookies. But I can't throw them at Todd because then they'll be right there. I'd eat them right off the floor. They're so good.
Thank you. I have some validation.
Could you say that line? Can we get that line real quick? I eat them off the floor. They're so good.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
These snacks, which one particularly? Oh. Well, I want to...
Is do it the mangoes.
Okay, I think I need something. What do I do? Go, oh, okay. What are these called? Okay. When it comes to whole food snacks, they're so good, I'd eat them off the floor. And I am. Mmm, just as good.
Okay, but now drop on the floor. No.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not gross.
I mean, no, there's worse no floors more. To eat off of. I'm not saying you should eat off of this one.
Oh, good, because that would be weird.
No. You can't even eat off the floor anymore like you used to be able to. Some people miss anything. You used to be able to eat off the floor. Now you eat off the floor. People, oh, I have manners. I don't understand. I used to do this. I used to eat off the floor. Used to be able to butt in line. Used to be able to butt in line. Now you butt in line. Yeah, remember you used to be able to butt in line? Now you butt in line. You try to butt in line. Everybody, hey, oh, hey, hey. You used to be able to butt in line. You can't butt in line. You used to butt in line. You used to butt in line. There's people like that. Anything. You used to be able to, you know, bang your friend in the head with a knife.
Bang him in
the head. You're not using your knife,
third
right.
One. Just think of a third one.
You just hit him in the head with the blade of a knife.
What?
Just hit him in the head with the blade of a knife.
With the blade of a knife.
That's when you hit him with the flat side.
Yes, that's no. Fine. Right, exactly.
It's not a stab. It's just a bang.
No, it's not a stab.
Just, I get it.
You get, yeah, he's like, ugh.
But you still have the option to stab, which is right. Nice.
It's the pistol whip of the knife.
Right.
The knife bang.
Well, exactly.
I get it. I'm
oh, my God. I feel vindicated. Thanks to you. I'm going to write a book about this whole experience. I thought the world thought I was crazy, but then... Wow. Look at that. Doesn't it look like
what
a...
What is it now?
Oh, it's an owl.
An owl, yeah.
That got its head bitten off by an eagle. Here's a happy owl. Happy. Oh, yeah, I love. I'm just in a tree sideways. And then the eagle comes along. And he's like, oh, God, that hurts.
That's how the Tootsie Pop commercial should have ended. That owl really just lied, stole his candy. Should have just been an owl that scooped it. Oh, wait, he was an owl. I don't know why I was thinking he was a bird.
That looked like Mr. Rogers' evil brother.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
That did.
Yeah, it was devilish.
This is so good. I'm not just saying it. Like, these snacks are so good. Why am I talking about it? Because I like to talk about the snacks I like. And if you have a problem with it, take it up with my lawyer.
That should be the show you do on what that
happened?
Side of the
room. Take it up with my lawyer. Why is nobody saying take it up with my lawyer?
I'm going to start saying it. Well, if you have a problem with me, then take it up with my lawyer. Oh, wait, you got to go to his lawyer to take it? Ah, forget it. That's the way the guy gets away with shit.
The next
call
time
my
somebody
lawyer.
Says I can't smoke weed somewhere, I'm going to say that. Talk to my lawyer.
Go ahead, smoke. I don't want to call a lawyer or get involved. There are probably depositions. Smoke.
Guy just yells back, what's your lawyer's name? And you're shouting about a fake lawyer.
Glenn Gamble. But not the
one
dead one.
One and or two.
They believe me. I go, dead, Glenn Campbell, but not the dead one.
Blueberry cheesecake is responsible.
Oh, yeah.
If you've smoked any of that in this second half of the show.
Nice.
Still haven't heard back from Brian Posehn, so let's
Let's throw it back to you, Alicia. What else you got in the news world?
So Washington, D.C. back in 2014 allowed their medical marijuana laws to cover minors as well. And now they have put in emergency legislation, meaning it'll last 90 days, and then they'll have to have a formal vote to see if it'll go beyond that. But it's to see, or right now, students can now smoke medical marijuana on school campus.
Nice.
Where?
Like children?
Washington, D.C. Children, yeah. So, I mean, these are obviously very extreme cases, typically children dealing with epilepsy. But, I mean, how amazing that they can, you know, get them through the school day.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it very much.
Good stuff. So I do hope that that does become a...
The older kids are going to be jealous, but, you know.
I think it would be fun to go through college a little high, not running behind buildings to do it or in fear. You know what I mean? It's not a healthy way to introduce... Look, some people... I actually have more understanding of the people that don't think there should be liquor or pot. But you can't have liquor. Then it's just too easy of a discussion. But what are we talking about? Because I was right ready to make my point.
So close.
Kids smoking weed.
Kids smoking weed. College.
College. Hiding behind buildings.
It's not a healthy way. So, but if you understand that drinking, most people would say, what about drinking with your kids even as you get them? You know, you hope you introduce it to them in the most healthy way you can. It does exist on the planet. You introduce them to it, liquor, in a healthy way and hope that they will, you know, take that. So introducing pot to people and a nervous running around, it's not healthy. It's not a healthy way to introduce you to any, to liquor. Imagine if you started drinking and the word, you used to get the drinks, we'd run behind. I mean, when you're 13, you do, but so forget everything I just said. There's a problem, people. There's a real bad problem.
The words come out so fast. a little bouncing ball like karaoke.
Just follow along with your fingers.
When you're on Todd, she just needs to prepare half a story.
It all had to do with that.
I think we're doing great.
Where were we?
That was pretty much that story.
Oh, okay, cool.
Would you like any?
No, thank you. I mean, thank I get you. It. I think
why
it probably.
Why are you so offended by the mango?
I think it is pretty tasty, but I just don't like the.
The texture?
Just mm-hmm. how it
what's
looks.
What's the serving size? Not that I'm judging you, I'm just curious.
No, it's probably, for 30 people, how dare you? How dare you?
It really says 30
no
people.
Way.
No. serving size four people.
Four people.
Pieces?
Perfect.
I'm fine.
Are these
all
the same size pieces, though, or any the same
no.
size?
But there are a lot of them are. I'm not embarrassed that I'm eating for four people, because the four people that would eat these and split it and enjoy it are boring.
You're eating for the four of us.
So imagine going over to someone's house. There's four people hanging out. Oh, I got a snack for everybody. Here you go. There you go. And it's for four. No, you put a lot of shit out. Not just this.
Yeah.
Just throw a bag
it's
down.
True. I had really good snacks at his house once.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be fair. No, I'm not making fun of this. This I love. I'm talking about it says four. But they have to do it like that because the USDS, DSA or something. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm not taking a blow at Trader Joe's.
It smells like your fingers.
Todd's hands.
And...
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so.
You're really going at that bag aggressively.
Time for another one? Are we in the 2-minute warning zone? Oh, we're
like
at the break
does.
Zone.
Look at that. Bye.
I missed the 2-minute warning that time. Todd, as always.
We're done?
Stay until the next segment.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll see you for the next, both you guys. But Alicia, thank you for being here.
I'm going to give you your boy
and,
time.
Yeah, and what's your social so people can follow you and talk to you?
Social
security number.
I think it's mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Alicia Elglass. On Twitter, but I can't remember if I changed back my Instagram. It might still be Pot Topics with Alicia on Instagram.
Okay. I bet
I
you if
know.
You type that in, that'll get them there. And yeah, thank you. And we'll be right back with Taylor Rizzo. Hey, we're back with Matt Fernandez, and now sitting in the middle, Taylor Rizzo, the Dab King,
Hey, everybody.
And Todd Glass, the snack king. Look at him with the...
Did you kill the whole bag?
What is that?
Holy shit.
What is it called? Dried mango? Something? Todd?
He's got a mouth.
That's called dry mango.
This jam bag.
No, I don't. And my mouth is filled with flavor and is the most delicious. You can't believe there's that much flavor bursting out of these things, you know, and they're fairly healthy. That is dried mango. And let me tell you something. Wow. Delicious.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't feel like trying it because I didn't feel like what looked like I'd be like biting into a wallet or something.
Mm-hmm. No,
it had a very
the
leathery,
opposite.
Looked like you were just holding little pieces of leather that were chiseled into animal shapes. You making them dance around didn't make them any more appetizing.
And you know what? I thought the same thing. And then when I bit into one, I'm like, wow, they like come to life. It's a I don't know if you want to say it's a miracle, but
I'd love to try one.
Oh, you know what? So I, well, they're not, you know, how they were a little chewy.
We don't have any more over there, do we?
That's like the classic.
Oh my God.
They're a little chewy. We'll leave them right there.
If there were more, I would eat. I would try it.
No,
but
they were.
There isn't.
Trader Joe's. Trader knows.
We're really not going to get any of these people to sponsor the show.
That's not nice because we eat it from our hearts.
You stop eating those.
Get it.
Just leave us off the show, please.
Who's dabbing? Is anybody? Did I dab yet?
Not on this show.
Okay, so I got to do it. So
yeah, you want to go first?
Pass it over, yeah.
I think someone at the PR department, and I really mean this, at Trader Joe's should go, do we want to be on the forefront of what we sponsor? Maybe we should. The love, they mean it. We keep saying it, but it's always a bonus when they go, oh, yeah, let's send some love over. Why haven't you sent any love over? Is it because you don't want to be associated with pot? Let's face it, with these delicious snacks, you're associated with pot.
Yeah, there that's telling them time.
So let's get some snacks over here.
Yeah, they can't wait.
Please send some snacks. Please, corporate office, they should make it to it if you're at a lower level.
They're sitting there going, You're already purchasing our snacks.
You ate that's the whole bag.
That's how commerce works.
You're just going to say thanks.
Well, you know.
Now you have to buy then? More.
You're just a customer. Why do you get special treatment?
Well, because we give it a lot of attention.
Well, yeah, but they're not asking for it.
So. Oh, I know. That's why I said it's just a bonus when they send it. Oh, I get that. It's just a bonus. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you genuinely talk about something nicely and then something, but you mean it from your heart.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's all. You're right. Oh, of course. You're right. It's like people that go... I heard a guy at the car wash once. He goes, I come into this car wash every month. Yeah, like everybody else. What do you want from us? What do you want? You think we're VIP?
I wake up every day.
The first act was
I
great.
I don't need this. But I just woke up.
I woke up
today
every
and
day.
This.
That's the gig. I wake up every day. You know, I'm sick of it. Not everybody has to wake up every day.
There we go.
Meet my wife.
My wife. Oh, it's not ready yet anyway. I'll get the hang of this one day. Here we go.
I got this little handheld guy, too.
Nice.
It's a little dipper. Love this guy.
That one was smoother than the first one, that's for damn sure.
Maybe. Yeah, there's an ebb and flow.
Maybe I was a little more aggressive on the first one. This one also might feel, it feels like it might be a little hotter, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I hate like it.
You know what? I don't want him to send snacks.
Okay.
You're right. It's needy. We can buy them. We have money. So just never mind.
Well, keep it, you don't have to brag about how much money you have either. You know, you just.
Well,
give them a chance
give
to
them
say
a nice,
no.
Give them a nice plug. You know, let them know that, you know, we would be a good place for people to learn about these kind of delicious snacks. Oh, my God. I want one of those Swedish fish right now so bad.
There's Swedish fish over there?
Yeah,
there's
sure
Scandinavian swimmers, I think they're called.
Wow. Oh, those things are really good.
Yeah. Alicia's looking very Scandinavian right now. want to do another marijuana know something? What do you think? Are we going to do the Doing Dubs show today?
Dubstep just kicks
sure,
on.
Not?
Okay.
I'm not going to be able
to. No, that's cool. No. I know one time you stayed for that, but we didn't expect that to be like a routine thing, you know? Because that is a lot.
No, I...
What?
Wait, but I knew I was doing... We knew we were doing a double show.
Are we on the air? We're on the air, and...
Are we live?
Haven't decided yet if we're going to do...
There's no air involved.
But the last time you were here, you did the third thing, which is a short 20-minute dabs only show.
Oh, right.
Usually doesn't have a guest. It's usually just Alicia and Taylor and myself. And yes, you did.
Because I come with love and respect to this community, these people that sit every week at these computers and on their... on the phones, working on the show, coming up with new costume ideas. We should cut to these people at their desk. I mean,
marijuana knows something?
Yes.
The camera that you're supposed to speak to is in the middle there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. thank you.
What band was the last to release an album on 8-track?
Well, you mean some bands have done it recently as a comeback thing?
Have they?
I thought. Well, let's say this question wouldn't make sense if they were doing that, because I'm sure some retro type, but other meaning.
I think when did the last one? You know?
Okay. Oh, this is a good one.
Like the last blockbuster is in Green Bend, Oregon.
80.
Is that true? There's still another blockbuster. Wait.
I'm going to say Kiss.
Yep. Really?
Oh, you have to name the group?
I got to go there, yes.
Not the year? Can I guess the year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you.
You guess the year and I'll
guess
my guess.
I don't know if the year will be included in the answer.
Well, but we'll be able to
know.
On
my next blue magical card.
I'm going to say Kiss.
Fog Hat.
If it's Fog Hat.
Just because it's fun to say.
I'm going to say 2000. 87,
we're really spending this much time on the year. The question is, what band? So just name some old ass band, I guess.
Wham!
See, there's a good answer. Was that not an answer? Taylor, do you have any idea?
Yeah, Kiss.
He's going Kiss. That's pretty cool. What do you think, Matt?
Fog Hat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm right?
I'm just saying.
Oh, shit!
I wish I thought of Foghat, so I will say Blue Oyster Cult. All right. And the answer is... Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, shit.
In 1988.
I don't see that. Oh, yeah. What did I say?
2000.
1988? That doesn't make any sense.
It's true, though, because that 8-tracks were a long time ago.
No, I thought it was further back.
Oh.
I think. No, I didn't.
Well, they were probably, Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits in 1988, so... Fleetwood Mac, most of their biggest hits were in the 70s, weren't they?
Cassettes came after it. It's not like it went right to CD. They came cassettes. Mm-hmm.
They had cassettes in the 70s, though.
8-tracks and albums were just sold at the same time, like by those same companies that would give you 10 for a penny the first time and then send you shit you don't want and it's so hard to mail it back you just ended up accruing charges.
Just a bunch of albums you don't want?
Yeah, and 8-tracks. And cassettes.
I remember.
All right. wrapping it up soon. This has been a great extra long edition of I'm Really Old. And one more. Marijuana knows something? A quick one?
Yeah.
We got our plugs in earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll be back here next week at 12:15 Pacific time in this basement with two guests, and I forget who they are, but I think they're going to be great.
Thank you for not winking.
I was waiting for the wink, yeah.
I can't even do it. How much did the Terminator script sell for?
What? The first one?
I guess so, the Terminator.
Terminator what?
Script.
Oh.
Script. How much did the script sell for? How much?
Well, you mean someone gets like the original script? Oh, no, the script to make it?
Like, were there $1 million scripts back then? Was that a thing yet?
I thought it meant the script got sold at like an auction.
Maybe it's a cute story. Maybe it's a dollar.
Is that like sold after, like yesterday at an auction?
Like that's...
Not like what
I
the
thought
studio
you sell
was.
It to make $2. The movie. Yeah, yeah. Sell it to make the movie?
God, that's it. I don't know.
Do you understand what we're saying?
Who's the curator of questions?
It. You'll know by the answer.
That's not how this works.
If the number's low, then it's not the auction.
Right, yeah, under this card.
It's got to be like, I'm going to say $64,000 for someone who bought it at an auction.
Okay. I'm going to say a nickel just to be contrary.
A nickel.
What do you think, Todd?
Well, do we decide whether it's to the studio or...
All right, you're out.
No.
Well, because we're out of time.
That's not fair. The show's over?
I'm going to look at the answer. I won't say it, but I'm going to look at the answer. What's your answer? What's your answer? Say 6 cents.
6 cents.
Okay, because you bid one penny before me, higher than me, smart ass. It's $1. Well, it's $1, yeah. So
it must be how much they sold.
So you won because you know it's closest without going over.
Well, I knew I'd win. I always thought I did. I never gave up.
Good night.
I'm proud of you.